Go Sungu Pe Go Ne Chak Te Hello Ngu Sha Mi Chu Chu Chi Ma Lu Mu To Me Ne Sa Di Tu Tam Che Sha Ke Pa Ge Wa Nam La Je Yi Rang Korwa ma tombar du leg june Drola chu ki korlo korwad Da jenge nan jan chu che pongo Sashi pu ki
I think all of the information here, you know, important, generally speaking, important, then particularly the true truth. So, this is the this is a very basic understanding of true truth in Buddhism. You know, very, very basic understanding of true truth in Tibet, in Buddhism, not Tibetan, but Buddhism. Yeah. So this basic understanding of true truth will help, you know, if you move to another system, that will help, you know, so then you will know, then they know why, you know, why I said it's very basic. You know. Their understanding of true truth is very limited, very limited. So this is something that everybody should know, probably pay a little more attention about true truth, okay, true truth. Then besides that, you know, so then, so that's what I will probably, I say, the sake of meditation, you know, sake of, you know, good meditation, emptiness. So then understanding of true truth based on those four different systems is quite important, quite important. So then besides there's, you know, so many other informations, then some of them, you know, probably require, so the Tibet philosophy in monastery, the way we study in the monastery, the whole education system built in the monastery is like, so you first you study Jutta, you know, so that is like begin with the colors, you know, colors, then slow, then there's three of them, Jutta, the small text, then the middle text, then the bigger text, so then after that, then you study Lorik, mind and mental factors. Mind and mental factors. Then after that, you study syllogism. Then after that, then you study tenet. So then you already have some base about, you know, this self-knower, all of that. You already know what self-knower means. So here, a little bit difficult. But, you know, it is, you know, you can read. You can read mind and mental factors, self-knower definitions. So here, I'll put more attention on true truth, and how they define self. True truth and self and selflessness, these are more important, because it will help you to, I say, understand Pasankya point of view of true truth. It will help you to understand it a little bit better, okay, better. It will help you to understand the Pasankya point of true truth. So, so then, therefore, I'm not going to explain, you know, so everything, the word by word, but you know, that some of them is not that important. So you will probably remember here, so then after that you'll not no longer useful, so then you'll forget. So now where we stop?
We stopped with the definition of truth.
Also, I did mention Sarah, so maybe Shankar need to think about, you know, switching the class, probably Friday to Wednesday. Maybe think about that. So I think, then, you know, maybe to do Lamrim in Friday night, if somebody, maybe something like that. We'll see. I think it's probably quite difficult for people to come both class, you know. So then if someone is very interested in Lamrim, so they can come Friday. So maybe, you know, then postpone Lamrim a little while. So then,
okay.
something like that, okay. I already told Sarah, I already talked to Sarah. So then now, where we stop?
We stop with the definition of ultimate truth.
So this is something to remember, okay, definition of conventional truth based on Vibhasika school, a definition of ultimate truth based on, you know, Vibhasika school. So these two things need to be understood clearly. It might come into quiz. Not, you know, other thing, no, so, not the word. Okay. Then, didn't we finish all the definition, ultimate truth? No? Then go more. Imagine. Nimaza. Chombaham, Lu Chacha, Susu Sound, Lazanzu, Lu, Mitsuri, that's opposite. False one, you know, all of that, you know, the Abun Besan, Vivasaka, so that's conventional truth. Because when those things fall apart, you know, so then perception of prayer will disappear. You know? See? So that's definitions. So, example, like, you know, like ways, prayer will, all of that. Chombam, Lu Chacha, Susu Sound, Lazanzu, Lu Mitsuri, Chisu, Mitsuri, Duchen. Atoms. We can't really. There's no. If you like separate, there's no way to separate atoms. Atom is not. It's only tiny, right? Very tiny. So the precession of atoms will not change. If you first of all, you can't really make it smaller. Atom is like really small. Duchen. Choji chambi means there's no east, there's no west, there's no south, there's no north. You can't measure because it's so tiny. You can't measure. Duje choji chambi. Then shiba duji chambi. Shiba duji chambi. Say one snap of finger, you know, like person who, healthy persons snap their finger, that's like 65 moments, 65 moments. One of them, you can't really say, has a shiba. The one moment of that, you know, consciousness of one moment of that, you can't really say, okay, oh, this is past, this is present, this is future, because so, period is so short, even this is short, then there are 65 of them, so one of them. The consciousness, you know, One moment of that consciousness of that. Make sense? One moment of consciousness of that. Make sense? Say, thought only remains 60. One snap, the period of one snap of finger. Thought, this remains, right? Thought. Make sense? Do you follow? I'm not sure how many days, like, you know, could be like, say, 1 minute, then one for 1 second. So if it turns 1 minute, that's like 60 seconds. So 1 second of that, you can't really say. The moment is shorter than second, I think. Right? So then, the consciousness of that moment of consciousness, when you divide it like 60 seconds, 65 moment, the one moment of consciousness. You can't really say past, present, because the period is so short. Shiba Tiji Chambi. So then can you read that like a definition of the ultimate truth?
The definition of an ultimate truth is a phenomenon which is such that if it were broken or mentally separated into parts, the mind apprehending that object would not cease.
Means idea, perception doesn't cease. Perceptions. First of all, you can't really separate the object. It's so tiny. Then example?
Yeah, so examples include directionally partless particles.
That's like atoms. Atoms, directionally partless object. That's atoms. Then?
Temporarily partless, and then it says in parentheses, moments of consciousness.
Okay, that's like moment of consciousness. Okay, so I'm not saying correctly. That's why you are confused. Moment of consciousness. Okay, that means one snap, there's 65 moments. One moment of consciousness. That you can say past, present, future, because so time is so short, you can't divide like that, don't you?
And non-compounded objects.
Like space. You know, there's nothing to separate, you know. So you always have perception of space, no matter like how you divide, you know. There's like here, this also space is in glass. that's only way to divide by shape, but no perception doesn't change. Jealous. Now, Lama Jizu was quoting the Abhidhamma Kosha, written by Vasubandhu, Indian master. Kanala Chomda Loya Shisana Telomiro, Punjushin, the Kunzodu, Yedet Nam Yashin, the Shesung, which is. So there's the stanza from the Abhidhamma Kosha text, you know, that's like mentioning the definition and divisions of the true truth, okay? Kanala Chomda Loya Shis, Sana Telomiro, that's conventional truth. Punjushin, means that's the divisions. Kunzodu, yes. So these are conventional truths. They exist conventionally. Then also ultimate truth also exists other way around. So not just that, then top of that, you know, what they believe that, you know, three times, past, present, future, it's pretty much, you know, this understanding of three times also very limited. It's pretty much like child, you know. So, is it there yesterday? Is it still today? Is it going to be there tomorrow? But actually, it looks like true, but actually, it's wrong, right? It's here yesterday, but it's not here yesterday. Whatever is here yesterday is gone. You can say, oh, it's here, it's going to be there tomorrow, unless somebody checks home. Right? So this is...
Are we saying that
there's
three times?
Hmm.
So the three times...
Maybe...
So the three times is past, present, and future, or that's not...
Yes, yeah, three times, there's three times, no. Maybe like, first I will explain, maybe to save your questions at the end, so then maybe I'll end maybe 20 minutes before, so then maybe question, and then we can have discussion. So, Pumba Pumbe Debe Tujens, this example is taking like Ves is here yesterday, is here today, is going to be here tomorrow. There's very limited knowledge about three times. Present, past, present, future. That's exactly what we think. That's exactly how we think. But, you know, so I'm not going to go into details. No, that's what they're just, I'll explain this. So that's how they believe. No, one object is there in the past, is here in the present, is in there, is going to be there in the future. Therefore, they say, hey, what they say now, can you read the English part?
Yeah, do you want me to read the Vasubandhu part, the Abhidhamma Kosha, or the next part?
Next part, the Vasubandhu, I think.
Okay.
But maybe it's interesting to read how they translate it.
Okay, from the Abhidhamma Kosha, a thing which, if broken or mentally separated into other parts, is no longer understood by the mind, such as a pot or water, is conventionally existent. All others are ultimately existent. Then the three times are asserted as substance because the Vaibhasikas assert that a pot exists even at the time of the past of a pot, and a pot exists even at the time of the future of a pot, and a pot exists in the present.
So now how their view about the subject. Their view about the subject, the object is now finished. This view of object is done, so now view about subject. In this case, subject doesn't mean no consciousness, okay? Subject doesn't mean no consciousness. So now what you're doing to me, generally speaking, when you say object and subject, yeah, the subject refers to consciousness. But when you are talking about object and the subject, generally speaking, object, you know, existing phenomena, subject, consciousness, but that's not the case all the time. So this is important to also remember, okay? So, how they define self? So they are saying the collection of five aggregates is self. That's how they define self. also very limited. So that conventional truth, ultimate truth, understanding of that gets subtler and subtler and subtler, more complicated, more subtler. So that's how the Buddhist theory of defining truth self begin. This is like the very basic. So this is also if you remember that, so that will help. Okay, Pumbunga Tsotam Khansa Sisi. The collection of like mere collection, mere Tsotam Pumbunga Tsotam Khansa Sisi. What it says here?
Yeah. Some assert the mere collection
of the five aggregates.
Mere collection, or you can say just collection of aggregate. Same, just or mere, So, and this mere and merely imputed by mind, that's two different things. Even the same word means different things. Merely impute, that mere cut something else. This mere cut something else. Same word, but they have excluding the different things. So in Pasangika view, mere, that's much more profound than mere here. Mere collection of aggregate, five aggregate, or just collection of five aggregate, these are the way they define self. So another one is Iji Namshe Kansar Sishi. So that's one, Kansar Sishi, those who have seen it.
Some assert the mental consciousness as the illustration of the person.
No, so there's six consciousness. Six consciousness usually, do you talk about six sense? You don't say six sense, five sense, right? Five sense. So the top of that mental consciousness, then like six consciousness. So then some of them, sometimes there's eight consciousness. So then there's more like mind-only school talks about eight types of consciousness. So this is quite important, mere collection of five aggregate and also the six mental consciousness. Not the anger, not the attachment, not loving-kindness, not compassion, the consciousness that's, from like the consciousness in the very beginning of the birth, that consciousness or consciousness. Tamo la tema da semi jilo niye. Now then, like how you say, mental consciousness has two types. One is like valid. One is like not valid. The first one is like. Muslim Gitsema means like valid consciousness, but this is direct. It's direct, it's not indirect. Okay? Such as eye consciousness perceiving the preview. That's like direct, this valid, not just valid. On top of that, it's like direct perceiving object, direct, not indirectly. It's not like, there's smoke, there'll be fire because there's smoke. So then you understood, top of the mountain, there's fire. You understand, you don't see fire directly, but you understand there's fire because you see the smoke. So you use reason, smoke is the reason. So there, when you follow there, more like you'll find fire. So that valid perception is understanding fire indirectly. What you call syllogism. In the night, sitting in front of the beach, wondering if there's smoke, kind of confused between stream and smoke. Looks like smoke, somebody comes, there's no smoke because there's no fire. If there's fire, you can see clearly. So now you say, maybe there's no smoke, there's no fire. So you understood there's no smoke, through there's no fire. Let's go another syllogism. That's understanding object indirectly. Make sense? The top of the mountain, if there's water, there's no way you can see. But someone says, there's water because there's no guru geese, Canadian geese, flying there all the time. Yeah, more like there's water there. There's one way to see the water, So the obvious one is like the fire. There's fire because there's smoke. So that's part of the syllogisms, correct syllogisms. So that's called then, the valid consciousness, and also that's like direct perceiving object, valid consciousness. So then indirectly, just about the samanyisya. So the first one, omvimusam, is omvimusam, like here. Omvimusam is like here, everything. Seeing object through eye consciousness, hearing the sound from the ear consciousness, then smelling the smell. How do you say? Smelling the smell? Yeah, smell. If you say it again and again, it can get strange. Smelling the smells. So their consciousness, you know, so then there's one. So then, testing the taste. So then, feeling smooth, rough, all of that. Ombimusam, that's all of them is like falling into the first one. Ombimusam. Do you reading that? Are you reading? The first one, that all of five senses all fall into the first one. The second one, then the mental, there's mental, you know, mental direct perceiver. Nanjongosum. So they say like, Nanjongosum, a little bit complicated. So these are not going to be in the test, I don't think. Nanjongosum, the yogic direct perceiver, that's what I say. That's like very literally translation. Why they say yogic? Because Nanjor, word, Nanjor. No, Sanskrit is called yoga, no, the yogic. So what it means, that it means like understanding the selflessness. There's two types of selflessness in every systems. Talks about two types of selflessness. Also very here, it's very limited. So selflessness of subtle, or selflessness of gross selflessness and subtle selflessness. So mind that understood that directly, that's called yogic, direct yogic perceiver. That's what it is. Okay. Nanjo mozhe. Ta ombi mozhe samala shibe majo des. Ombi mozhe samala shibe majo des. So I don't need to explain that. That's more like debating thing. So can you read this little part? So can you, Chula, please, can you read in English? So now when you read, please, if you understand or not, check if you understand or not understand.
There are three types of valid direct perceivers. Sense direct perceivers.
Oh, these are like all the five senses there, included there. Didn't it?
Mental direct perceivers and yogic direct perceivers.
Okay, yogic direct perceiver means if you cease, has two types of selflessness. One is like, how you say, gross or subtle?
Yeah.
Gross or subtle. If you understand that directly, so then you have direct, yogi, direct yogi perceiver.
Perception.
Perceiver, that's what the last one.
The yogic direct perceivers.
That's what it means. Yogic direct perceiver means if you cease these two types of selflessness directly, then you have yogic direct perceiver. That's what the mind that sees. That's what it's called.
Valid sense direct perceivers are not pervaded by consciousness because of visual sense power is an instance of a valid direct perceiver.
So this is like, the detailed explanation is in Abhidhamma Kosha. Miki Surnam Thong Tenje. So they don't believe that consciousness is the one. Consciousness is the one, like, whenever we see object, they don't believe that only the consciousness is seeing that. So they say, no, we see prayer will because consciousness combined with, how you say, faculty, I sense faculty. Without that, consciousness cannot see object. So their argument is, if the consciousness sees without relying on the faculty, then the consciousness is, how to say, faculty is, tokje means, oh, this is tokje because you can't, your hand can't go through because this blocks your hand, right? The consciousness, nothing will block consciousness. So their argument is, okay, if the only consciousness is seeing without relying on the faculty, if only the consciousness is seeing the object, so consciousness could see object behind this wall. Why not? Because the consciousness is, even though, the reason the consciousness is not seeing object beyond this wall, because that consciousness seeing object very much depending on the faculties. Make sense? That's the argument. So the faculty they are saying is direct perceiver, but it's not consciousness. Of course, it's not consciousness because it's like form, right? Form. There are three things, consciousness, form. So then, neither form nor consciousness. What? Year, month, person, all of that. Nor form, nor consciousness is existing thing, but neither one of them is it is not form, nor consciousness, but it exists. For example, month, week, day, year, self, impermanent, all of that. No. So, now when you read this, makes sense? So can you please read this again, the last part?
Yep. Valid sense direct perceivers are not pervaded by consciousness because a visual sense power is an instance of a valid direct perceiver.
Makes sense? If something that's like direct perceiver doesn't have to be consciousness. For example, faculty. Makes sense? Pervasion. If something is prayer will, it has to be existing. If something is existing, doesn't have to be prayer will. For example, book. Book does exist, but it's not prayer will. It's called pervasion. Makes it pervasion. Make sense? See, if something is prayer, if something is A, it has to be B. That means A refers to prayer will. B refers to existing phenomena. If something is prayer will, it has to be exist. Otherwise, it can't be prayer will. Right? Make sense? There's a small circle, there's a big circle. So, if something is A, existing, doesn't have to be prayer will. For example, book is existing, but it's not prayer will. Pervasion. Make sense? Pervasion? If something is impermanent, it has to be existent. If something is existent, it doesn't have to be impermanent. For example, sky, emptiness. If something is existent, it doesn't have to be person. For example, prayer does exist, it's not person. If something is a person, it has to be existent, Otherwise, it can't be person. Make sense? That's called pervasion. Similarly here, if something is direct perceiver, it doesn't have to be consciousness. For example, faculty. Eyesight. Not eye consciousness. The computer ghost. Maybe computer is trying to teach us. Correct. Maybe computer is quite smart, so they are probably telling us whatever I'm saying is wrong. See, if something is, does it make sense? If something is direct perceiver, it doesn't have to be consciousness. It doesn't have to be consciousness. Make sense? If something is direct perceiver, it doesn't have to be consciousness. Eyesight. Eyesight is direct perceiver, but it's not consciousness. I think that's all. Yeah, it can function without consciousness, that's true. Yeah. It can function, the consciousness cannot, eye consciousness cannot function without eyesight. Eyesight cannot function without eye consciousness. So they are seeing object with same force. If the without eyesight, if eye consciousness see object, then eye consciousness has to see object beyond this world. No reason why not. So eyesight also see eyesight, and both now you can see eyesight and eye consciousness both sees prayer will. They see the prayer will directly, not like indirectly. Or like Tony comes, oh, so no, like, oh, this is a prayer. It doesn't have to be, you know, like, oh, this is prayer will. This is very obvious object, but there's one object called hidden object, there's extremely hidden object. There's three types of object. Obvious objects, things like the wunjur, you don't need it, you just see them. Hidden object, you know, such as, you know, fire on the mountains. Then very hidden object, like being generous will generate wealth. Practicing patience, the result will be good looking. Those are very hidden phenomena. You can't just know, then need to heavily rely on the scriptures. Scriptures, these are very hidden phenomena. So this is so now eyesight, eye consciousness both sees prayer will directly. One is consciousness, one is not consciousness. But they both are direct perceiver. They both are valid. What they see, they are both unmistaken. Unmistakenly seeing the prayer will. That's the definition of valid. Valid. And they are unmistaken. Eyesight is unmistakable prayer will. Same time, eye consciousness is unmistakable prayer will. They both are direct perceiver, but not conscious. Make sense now? Yeah, that's as good as you can get, I think. Direct, valid perceiver, but it's not consciousness. But not consciousness, that's easy. That's easy. It's not consciousness, agree by Vibhasika, Savastantika, and also like Chitra Mata, they all agree, not the Pasankika. So they hold this thing change, get more subtle, you know. So where they define the valid perceiver, they all change. It will change slowly. Means understanding is getting better. So, Migi Ombo, Migi Ombo, Muzum de Sema, Sema Yimbishes, Muzama Yimbishes, the eyesight is not consciousness, that's easy, that's easy. Now the problem begins when they say eyesight is direct, valid, perceiver. So there's a lot of complicated. Then, when they now you can see clearly contradiction between Vibhasika system and Sarvastantika system, then you can see, you know, so they are saying eyesight is direct, valid, perceiver, but it changed. Okay? Oh, yeah. Nanjung Muzum, like a Kazaki Dame, Muzum, the Nanjung Muzum, tell me that Muzum, Nanjung Muzum, yes. So now, can you read the further read? Please, in Chugla.
There are two types of yogic direct perceivers.
So now, yogic, what is yogic direct perceiver? Whether you understand the term or not, what is it is like that your mind sees self, both types of selflessness directly. That is yogic direct yogic perceiver, that's what it is. Did it?
Yogic direct perceivers that clearly realize selflessness of persons, and yogic direct perceivers that clearly realize subtle impermanence.
So now the first one, kansa taji rama ji tome na jung usunda, kansa taji jaya tome na jung usunyi is. First one, can you say?
Yeah. Yogic direct perceivers that clearly realize selflessness of persons. And yogic direct perceivers that clearly realize subtle impermanence.
So then please further.
There are two types of the former. Yogic direct perceivers that realize the emptiness of a permanent, partless, independent person, and yogic direct perceivers that realize the emptiness of a self-supporting or substantially existent person.
First one. Can you repeat this first one?
Yeah. The yogic direct perceivers that clearly realize selflessness of persons.
Oh, yes.
And yogic direct perceivers that clearly realize subtle impermanence.
Well, not the second one.
Yeah, okay.
One, yeah.
Then there are two types of the former.
Yeah, so you may need to repeat this a number of times.
Yeah.
That's just that, okay?
Okay. Yogic direct perceivers that realize the emptiness of a permanent, partless, independent person.
See, now that's like pretty much that how we define self. Kansa is self. Permanent. Everything is like, you know, say, perception of permanent of object, you know, or is there, yesterday is here, today is going to be there, tomorrow this like, that's the problem of thinking like that is not seeing empty, not seeing impermanent, not seeing change. Yesterday prayer is gone, today is today, the tomorrow, it's like, it's not like it's there yesterday, it's there here today, it's going to be there tomorrow. But that clearly, that perception is driven by not knowing impermanent. Touching. Same. Self is here, Since I was born, I was in North Carolina. I've been here last 15 years. I'm here, Like yesterday I was here. So you are not here. Yeah, I'm here yesterday. But yesterday. Whoever's here has just gone. that's incorrect from the empty, impermanent point of view. That's incorrect to say, So, kansa taji, so same as like, so then is no, this view exists. 2,500 years ago, this view exists. When it's come down to believing in something or something that's eternal, never change. Make sense? Powerful, unchanging, means it's there right from the beginning, there's no cause, it's already there. It's not like somebody works so hard, meditate, clear all their negative mind, become enlightened. It's not like that. It's there. It's all power, it's all there like that. Unchanging self. Rawaje means like very independent, not dependent on anything, not even dependent on aggregate. What's the part?
Permanent, partless, independent.
Partless means not depending on any aggregate, Not depending on any aggregate. Taji. Tindamishivet taba. It's not dependent on, it's like part, it's exactly, when you think of self. So how you when you say I, how you perceive? Are you thinking about your body? If you are thinking about your body, then you are still wearing the vibhasika hat. Yeah, this is vibhasika hat. So go on. I'm talking about how we perceive self, how we perceive self. So So, Bakjing. So there are three things. Permanent, unchanging. Unchanging, that's called permanent. What is permanent is unchanging. Okay, if you have this idea, self, unchanging self, that's the first one, Bakjing. Ramaji, not depending on any part. Part, how do you say
partless.
Part? Partless means not depending on any part. Just like one is not depending on any part, it's just Then Jujena Madhavi Rama is not depending on cause and conditions. If your understanding of self is like that, even in the base of the Vivasika school, that's completely wrong. Your understanding of self is not depending on cause and conditions, that's the last one. Second one is not depending on any part. The third one is unchanging. Way of thinking about self is wrong. Make sense? So when you see, self is changing. It is dependent on part. It is dependent on cause and conditions. So then you are seeing the first selflessness. Make sense? Yeah? So opposite of that, then you are seeing the first selflessness. Make sense? Very few heads going like this. And most of the head is not moving, so I'm not sure. So there's three things. Unchanging, this first one. Permanent means unchanging. Then there's, can you repeat?
Partless.
This? Partless. That's like one. It's like just, it's not dependent on any part. Chashala midibi chibuwa could be, there's no direction. There's no east, there's no west, there's no north, there's no south. Or there's no up, there's no down. Say third one.
Independent person.
Independent. What independent means? Not depending on cause and conditions. So now the notion that if you understand a self is like that, is not depending on cause and condition, that's mistaken. If you say, there's partless, not partless means, it means not depending on, partless means not depending on any part, or not depending on aggregate. It's not depending on from aggregate. It's not depending on then the rest of the aggregate is not depending on that. So the first one is unchanging. That's mistaken view of self. The mistaken view of self. Very basic. This is a very basic mistaken view of self. Make sense? So now when you say this, like, it makes sense, the selflessness of that. Can you repeat this, please?
Yeah. So the yogic direct perceivers that realize the emptiness of a permanent...
Better to say selflessness right now. Okay. Better to say selflessness is better.
Okay. So yogic...
No need to change, but just keep in your mind. We're not going to change the translation. So. Okay. But it's correct. It's correct, but I think better to stick with the selflessness.
Okay. Yogic direct perceivers that realize the emptiness of a permanent, partless, independent person.
Now it makes sense? It makes little sense? Yeah, so I think that's as good as you can get with my English. Second one.
And yogic direct perceivers that realize the emptiness of a self-supporting or substantially existent person.
So feeling like that, I is like more like boss. Aggregate is like more like employees, or like servant. Jeo means one that rules. I want to touch this, then the hand touch. So like I is the one who's giving order, then the aggregate are the one who's doing things. Actually, it's not like that. That's how we feel. Actually, it's not like that. Because So now there's translations. Can you repeat it again? Kaza?
Yogic direct perceivers that realize the emptiness of a self-supporting or substantially existent person.
In September, when George comes, George Chunuk, George, when he comes, yeah, he will make your head very clean. So he's the kind of person, he can really talk about those things, yeah. Rangyatuba. So whatever has been said in the text, I already said, so even this, like, can you repeat that?
Yeah. Yogic direct perceivers that realize the emptiness of a self-supporting or substantially existent.
Yeah, self-supporting. So that's more important, self-supporting. That means self is not, you know, is not defined based on aggregate. It's like, aggregate is like servant. Servant, self is the one who rules. So there's a mistake. That view is mistaken. J is like leader. Call means, you know, like the more like employees. If you see aggregate is like employees, service like that, like someone who's like overviewing. Then that's mistaken. It's not like that. So that's what it is. That's how. Kansa rangjatibizhe jo tumbo tibe nanchungunzhe. Rangjatibizhe jo tumbo tibe nanchungunzhe. Read a little bit about this. Read, you know, a little bit. These two things. You know, even though I can make it more clear, but it's quite important in this subject. It's quite important than compared to the rest of the things. This is quite important. Truth, and those. It's important. You know. It's not that separate. No, when you talk about boss and employees, there's two separate things, right? Boss is somebody who owns, who rules, and you simply work for them. If you see like self and aggregate is like that, that's like totally two different things. Two different things. Totally separate. That's mistaken. No? So that's mistaken. No. Oh, I'm the ruler, and my aggregate, these are the, you know, like tools. That's wrong thinking about another more complicated way of thinking, but it's better than the first one, but second one is more complicated, a little bit better than the first one, but it's still mistaken. First one is not very mistaken, because I'm changing, like not depending on anything, not depending on causal conditions. So that's very mistaken. But second one is getting a little bit, how you say, precise, but still mistaken. That means seeing aggregate and yourself is totally disconnected. Disconnected? That's not how you perceive self. Even the aggregate is not self, but you can't define self without relying on aggregate. If there's no aggregate, there's no way to define self. Doesn't mean aggregate itself is self. But they are different, but it's not that different, the boss and the... It's not that different. Make sense? So that's all I can say.
So when you said that's a mistake, is that
So maybe we should do... I think... Yeah.
I'll ask later.
So what do you think? It's up to you. Is it better to say in the end? Huh? Or you can then you can just mark.
Clarify it now before you move on.
Huh?
Make it clear now before you move on. If you have a question.
Yeah. So then probably you'll do. Huh? Yeah.
Not the boss.
So Richard didn't support you. I'm not sure.
So, guys,
Richard is being unbiased. Not unbiased, biased.
So when you say that the separate self and the aggregate, that view is mistaken, is it mistaken with the Vaivashika hat on, or is it mistaken with the higher school's hat on?
Whatever is mistaken here is mistaken. Whatever is mistaken here is mistaken.
So would the Vaivashika say that that is mistaken?
Yeah.
So that's why the yogic direct perceiver is one who has realized realized that that is not true. That's what you're saying.
Exactly right. So this one, the second one is here, in this case, subtle emptiness, the last second one. But when you move on, it's still gross. It's just gross selflessness, it's not subtle selflessness. And from them, first one is gross selflessness. The second one is subtle selflessness. When you move to another school, these are all of them are still gross, no? It's not subtle selflessness. Make sense? Yeah? Yeah, that's exactly how everybody, generally speaking, that's how people think. You know, so that's how, generally speaking, that's how, you know, unchanging, not depending, that's how it's kind of switched. On our mental, it kind of switched, you know, till we see emptiness. If we understood the emptiness from the Pasangika point of view, then we know these are mistaken. Unless, you know, it's fine. You know, it doesn't, you know, for a beginner, you know, it switched quite well. The problem disconnected between aggregate and self, seeing self as a what's the better word? So you could say kuli in English. That's what I say, kuli. Who takes your luggage in the train station in India, kuli. If you see all the aggregates like kuli, that you are the one who is hiring them, then there's disconnections. You know, it's nothing to do with you. You know, it's just some other things carrying your luggage. It's clear that you are the, if you ask, who's carrying luggage? You say, oh, Kuli is carrying luggage. You are not going to say, I'm carrying luggage. That's exactly your view of self. No, I'm not doing it because my hand is doing it. I'm not doing it. So that's not good understanding of self. So disconnected. So there's no... A little bit better than seeing or unchanging or not depending on cause and conditions. It's better than that. But still, no... You say, oh, I change, I depend on part, I depend on cause and condition, but it's just my body is doing it, I'm not doing it. Better than the first one, but no, still mistaken. Make sense? I'm changing, I'm depending on part, I'm depending on cause and condition, but it's my body is doing it, that's not me, I'm not doing it. Better than the first one, you know, but still mistaken. Jekota Jumso, Ranja Tibi, can you now, one more time, can you repeat last one, second one.
The yogic direct perceivers that realize the emptiness of a self-supporting or substantially existent.
Self-supporting. Nothing to do with my aggregate. Nothing to do with my aggregate. So that's the one. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's enough. So I think that's... So now, number six. Can you read this?
Mode of asserting selflessness.
Mode of asserting?
Selflessness.
Does it make sense? Yeah, because this word, does it make sense? The word makes sense?
Mode of asserting selflessness.
Mode of asserting selflessness. The view of selflessness. View of selflessness. Your understanding of selflessness. Understanding of selflessness. That's what it is. Oh? I'm not sure. Mode of assert or something. So these are the exact words I learned 3 months in Taos, New Mexico. When I came down here, when I say nobody understood. Only the professor, you know, how they understood. So, damage it, you too. understanding of selflessness. Understanding of selflessness. That's what it is. Dhamme Chamu. Understanding of. So then Dhamme Chamu. The subtle selflessness. Dhamme Chamu. Then. Subtle selflessness and the subtle selflessness of person, they are synonym. Whenever you see these two words, doesn't get confused. That means same thing. Subtle selflessness of person. These are same thing. Doesn't mean different thing. No, same thing. Okay, that's what I said. In Jigje, the Chuchi Dhamme came in. The selflessness of phenomena, so Vivasika school, they don't have any view, means they don't believe in selflessness of phenomena. Why? Because all the phenomena exist. Can you read that now?
Subtle selflessness of persons are mutually inclusive. Selflessness of phenomena is not asserted because the Vibhasikas assert that established base is pervaded by self of phenomena.
So now you remember in the very beginning of the definition of, if you now remember what we studied last Friday, the definition of Vibhasika. So now you can see clearly. They don't believe in self-cognizer, but they believe in something, what you call, Rari Midiji Chidhe Dindudhuva. That's why. Because they believe in external object, because of that, they don't believe in selflessness of phenomena. They don't believe, because there's a problem. When you look at the definition of that Vibhasika school, That's why they don't talk about selflessness phenomena because of that. Things exist from their side, nothing do exist from their side. So now, how we are doing?
Good.
So now, can you please read that Chukla continuously, slowly?
Among them, the Vasaputrians.
Among them means among Vivasaka school. In the beginning, there's one. Then it's become four. Then there's 18 of them. Because different view, not different way of thinking. So there are four of them. Only one of them. Then there's four. So then there's 18. So then among those means one of those.
The Vasaputrians.
That's one of their name, Nemapua. That's one of them, Nemapua. So no need to remember. It's not going to be in a quiz, like what you call Nemapua.
Assert a selflessness of persons.
That
is an emptiness of being permanent.
That's the first one. The first one we talk about. First one, unchanging, not depending on part, not depending on cause and condition. That one. So they say it's mistaken. That view is mistaken.
However, they do not assert a selflessness of persons that is an emptiness of being self-supporting or substantially existent.
See, in the Vivasika school, we talk about emptiness. There's two types. One is gross, one is subtle, or you can say two types of selflessness. First one, unchanging, not depending on part, not depending on cause and condition. That's a gross one. The second one, we discussed quite a lot, there's a subtle one. So, first one, they also believe selflessness of that, they believe. The second one, they don't agree. Tene, Raja Tepe Jirishu Tome Khansaka Dhamme Kemene, they don't accept the second selflessness. They don't accept. Why? Ti Pungpo Tang, Ngo Chi Tang, Thay Te Tang, Ta Mi Tang, Khansaka Dhamme Kemene, Raja Tepe Jirishu Da Kemene Bishis. Pungpo Tang, Ngo Chi Tang, Thay Te Tang, So what is the problem? Why they don't? What kind of problem they are having? Not accepting second selflessness. The reason behind this, there's a pungbo tangje da self, pungbo aggregate. Self is, For example, product, something they produce, impermanent and the product. They are one entity, but two different. The king said, now the king reads the Bible, the process will help.
Because they assert a self-supporting, substantially existent self that is neither one entity with nor a different entity from the aggregates.
Give me one example. When we say one entity, tell me something beside the book. Can you tell me something that's one entity? One entity, you have to say with something. You can just say, one entity doesn't mean one. One entity doesn't mean just one. One entity does not mean just one object. Whenever you say ngochik, you are saying this one entity with something. That's what you're saying. You are not just saying just one. No, you are saying one with something, one with something. So now, because this English word, so I was just curious, when you hear the word one entity, what kind of idea you get? Yeah, that's mistaken. That's incorrectly assuming mistaken. One entity from here, one entity means one with something. That's what it means. It doesn't mean just one thing, one object. So that's not understood correctly. Not understood.
The other thing is when we say entity, we're kind of like usually when you create a company, entity, so free is kind of its own. It's a thing. It's its own thing, and it's capable of.
So now that is one entity, ngochi, means there has to have two. No, prayer will is one entity with impermanent, because you can separate. You cannot separate impermanent prayer will, because prayer will is impermanent. This prayer will is one entity with impermanent. Ngochi, make sense? Something like that. See now. Entity, so that's like our cousin, I'm not sure. That's probably not what it means here. That's what I'm asking, So that's not what it means here. So maybe your idea of entity is something else. And here, when they say entity, means one with, you can separate this with something else. Existence, you can separate this with knowledge. Is this knowledge? No, it's like this entity, this is one with impermanent.
Okay.
That's what it means.
Because it's
because you can't separate. You cannot separate prayer will and impermanent.
So it's like it has a nature. It's part of its nature. So it's mixed in with it, right? You can't separate it out.
See, the true truth, one entity. True truth, the one you can't separate. If you separate, there will be no true truth. True truth, deni ngochi la dobata de ngochi. But it sounds like different. One is called conventional truth, one is called ultimate truth. It sounds like different. Yeah, it does sound, prayer will impermanent, sounds different. But you know, you can separate them. Make sense? Ngochi dobata de, it's a little bit complicated, so.
Would it be something like marriage where you have two people? You can't have a marriage for just one person? You need both of them?
The marriage can be separated. People try to get rid of another person.
Marriage is one entity with two people. Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds a bit contrived.
That's positive way of thinking. So there's no wonderful way of thinking, but that's not what is happening. So anyway, so ngochik, make sense?
I was suggesting that we just go back and reread this, in saying that they assert, the Vibhashikas assert a self-supporting, substantially existent self that is neither one entity with nor a different entity from the aggregates.
So now first I was trying to do is like make sure that we understand the first one. Can you read this again? Otherwise, moving down probably make more confused.
Right. But that's
So the Vasuputrians, are we still on that one?
Yeah, that one. Just forget their name.
Yeah. So they're saying because they assert a self-supporting, substantially existent self that is neither one entity with nor
so
different
that's
entity
one I'm thinking,
from.
One entity. So first we need to understand that. One entity, what it means, one entity means. So I'm just giving you an example. True truth, they are one entity. Impermanent prayer, they are one entity. Why is one entity? You cannot separate them. You cannot separate. See? That's one entity. So now clearly, now you see a mistake. Clearly, self is no one entity.
Yeah. Neither one entity with nor a different entity from.
From what?
The aggregates.
See? Now, you can't separate self and aggregate, then there will be no self.
They agree.
So now please finish the sentence, so I'm not
sure. Yeah, so that neither one entity with nor a different entity from the aggregates, neither permanent nor impermanent, but is inexpressible.
Now you see, there's a reason why they don't accept the second selflessness. Can you make connections? There's two types of selflessness. The first one, unchanging, not depending on part, not depending on cause and condition, that's the first one. The second one, they don't accept. Reason is now, this is the reason. Can you make connections? If you make connections, then you understood. If you cannot make connections, then you still don't understood. Huh? What is this?
The part about not being one with or separate from the aggregates, it seems to be all they are in agreement with the other school. That does seem to be, in some ways, definition of emptiness. It's the part before that, where they're saying that it's...
No, please, can you read whole thing, not just that whole thing? Yeah.
They do not assert a selflessness of persons that is an emptiness of being self-support. They do not assert a selflessness of persons. That is an emptiness of being self-supporting or substantially existence, because they assert a self-supporting, substantially existent self that is neither one entity with nor different from the aggregates, neither permanent nor impermanent, but inexpressible. So what I'm just saying is that there's some agreement and then there's some disagreement, it seems like.
Yeah.
There's some parts that it seems like a different... They're being confused by what is emptiness.
Yeah, that's true. So now what I want you to know is like this is the reason. This is the reason why they don't agree the second type of selflessness. They don't agree. They don't agree that. There's two types of selflessness we talk about, right? The second part of selflessness, this particular group, they don't agree. They don't believe because of this, now because of that. Can you make connections now?
It just seems a little contradictory, because also with the yogic direct perceiver, they're saying that yogic direct perceiver that realizes the emptiness of a self-supporting and substantially existent person. And then down there it says they believe that people are self-supporting and substantially existent. Does that make sense?
So that's why I probably need to start debating school at the Columbus Center. It's not just no like debate. You are not going to understand right away. It takes days and days. You debate. You know, you say something, I say something, you say something else. But based on the book, you can't just say whatever you want. The based on the book. So you debate. Then slowly, you know, like that's why this whole the back of the wall is like all wet. You know, like marked by head. So they can't get their head around, so they just read and they think. So that's why I know. So now please, now everybody try to, because this is the reason why this particular Vivasika group does not agree in the second type of selflessness, even though this two types of selflessness has been taught in the Vivasika school, does not mean all of them agree, okay. Both of them. This particular group does not agree, the second one, the reason. So now if you say, now I understand why they don't agree. In order to understand that, first you have to understand the second type of selflessness quite well. Second type of selflessness, mm-hmm. You have to understand that clearly. So then they are saying, this particular group saying, even though we are follower of the Vipassika systems, but we don't agree in that second type of selflessness, we have reason why this is the reason. So if you can now connect, if you can make connection between that reason and why they are not accepting the second type of selflessness, then you understood.
It's gross but not subtle, right?
Yeah, not a subtle one. They don't accept subtle one reason. They don't just say, I don't like it. That's what you can say. No, in America, if you say, I don't like it, what you can say? It's not like that. They have reason. They don't accept why. No, they are saying this is the reason we just repeated a couple of times.
And Geshe-la, I just clarified that this is just the one group, the Vasiputriyans. It's not all of the.
No, this particular group, not all of them. There's one
just
among
group.
Among yeah. 18 of them. One of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Does that?
That's not. Now, the connections. So I do know when Shankar requests me to teach Tenet. So it's not going to be easy, it's going to be complicated. Manasri, you go to class. Teacher explain. But this text has been studied not just once a week, every single day. When you're studying this subject, every single day there's class, there's debate. It's not just one class or everything figured out. So no need probably. Every day there's class. Teacher explain. You go to debate in the morning, couple of hours. Night, couple of hours, every single day. You debate, you ask questions, say it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, per month, then subject, the new subject. So then how you remember, that's how you remember, because been, you have been debating on this subject, as I mentioned, longer page. I memorized all these texts, now I don't remember, but I memorized them. So they're 13 pages long. So then, you know, most of them remember text, extra text by heart. We go there, they debate, debate, debate every day. So then, yeah, that's how they try to make connections. Reason, you know, that's the reason why they don't agree with the second type of selflessness. So that could be now one, subject to discuss. This one, you know, can be okay. The 풍보다 ngōjī, one entity. Actually, he's saying the self and aggregate is not one entity, it's not different entity, it's not permanent, it's not impermanent, it's just exactly opposite of second type of selflessness. No, that's why they're saying. Make sense? It will make sense, not first class, you know. Or maybe second, or maybe third, maybe two discussions. No? If not, then save it for George. George, when George comes, then George will clarify. So I think he studied in the monastery, I think. Or maybe if there's any books that are written by George Dreyfus about this, so then he studied in the monastery. Not just literally translation, word by word, doesn't mean, you know. Now, we already read the word self-sufficient entity, all of that, no? It's a word-by-word translation, doesn't express any meaning. It's not going to be easier, it's just going to be more and more difficult. It's not getting easier, easier. Yeah, don't get this. Yeah, so that's good, you know. So don't give up because it's difficult, you know. So no, it's never going to be easy, you know. So it's difficult. So now the number seven, Salam Jin Namsha. That's okay. So that's good. So anyway, number seven. We are in number seven. Number seven. I will think about, you know, like maybe try to make it a little bit, like I said, different way to explain. But you know, it's quite clear. In Tibetan word is quite clear. When you say in English, it becomes getting really complicated. Tibetan word is quite clear, you know. So, and one thing about talk about entity, one entity, true truth, one entity. Ngōjik, dōbātāde, I'm not sure how you say it. Dōbātāde is like, it looks different, but they are one entity. Impermanent, prevail, sounds different, but it's one entity. Means you can separate, you can have prevail without impermanent, there will be no prevail. No impermanent, there will be no prevail. You can, without impermanent, there will be no prevail. Without conventional truth, there will be no true truth, ultimate truth. No ultimate truth, no conventional truth. You can separate. So now, what is the definition of one entity, a different entity, what it means? Ngōchi, ngōtade. Yeah, so anyway, so I'll stop, so that probably we need to discuss. Dāngā chīnyā sābhīṅ kia wādhi tēnā tō wāngu lā kāmyā tā chāmbā chī sūsū tā kāyā tēmbē nīm bōrī nā sā yā wādhāṁ tē tō nē rā yī jī bē nē wānā jī nō tā chā chā kā sā nā tā wānā bā tā bā lā lā wā kū nō jī mē tō wānā mē nī wānā jī mē jī tō jī bā jī jī wādhāṁ jī tō lī tā ngā tā yī jī kū nē kē wē tā wā chī jī wādhāṁ jī shīntē Pamasin jasam jade rade jade gino dam jade dam 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 jade jade maka nasu jaba tada kuja mela jade chanda kum yun nasu. Nunga neba chinye ba tada tada sunu jade neba jade dam kwa jade. Chuchi jaba tsonga pe chuchu nam mabe wana ki jade ma jade wana da jade ma jade tawa jade dam jade jade dam jade. Tonji jade jade dam jade jade wala dam dam jade ma jade ma jade ma jade. Namana, thank you. So, I wish that your discussion would go very well. So, or maybe you should pray extra that I speak fluent English. And I will do the same prayer that I pray for you to speak fluent Tibetan. So that would be nice. Here, there's quite a bit. No, there's one important. There's one entity, different entity. There's one. So then, one is like make connection between the reason and why they don't accept the second type of selflessness. Make it connections. That's more than enough. If you can make connections, that's very good. That's good progress. Yeah. Okay. So then, two types of selflessness. No, why? One of them don't accept the second part and make connections. The reason we don't like that. They're saying why the reason then make then one entity and different entity. This is very important.
Is there a text on a suggested reading list that will go into detail?
You know, there is a comment.
There is a commentary by Geshe Soga in English that's part of the some of the things that are available from FPMT.
Yeah,
would that be okay if I make it available?
Wonderful use.
If